Let's turn now to the newest member of city government. This month, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced the creation of Boston's first Chief of Education, a new cabinet-level post and perhaps the first of its kind in the nation. The city's new education czar is tasked with crafting the education agenda for the city, from early childhood education to higher ed and beyond. We need to shake things up, Mayor Walsh said, and he's chosen Ron Dorsey to do it. Dorsey has a long history in consulting and nonprofit groups that have a focus on education, and he's a member of the Boston School Quality Working Group, a special committee created by the Boston Public School Committee to define and measure school quality. Ron Dorsey joins us now in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Magna, thank you so much.
It's great to have you, and congratulations on the new Ed Czar post. Before we sort of get into the sweeping nature of what you've been tasked to do, I was actually just wondering if we could start with getting to know you a little bit. Better.
Sure.
Because you grew up in Detroit. Your mother was a teacher, right?
Yes.
And you, but you came to Massachusetts to attend Concord Academy, and
that
then
is right.
Went on to get an economics degree from the University of Michigan.
Correct.
So I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what your own journey sort of taught you about education.
It's been a wonderful learning journey. First of all, I think I have to highlight that it's been about being in school and being in community learning settings, valuing equally both equally. So to go back to Detroit, all my friends and family know that I have to mention the great city of Detroit, because I love it so much. It was a great place to grow up. One, because I grew up in a culture of education. So I went to the school that my mom taught at. I was taught by her friends in her community. So I saw them inside the school and outside of the school.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a continuous kind of engagement and a stoking of my own passion for learning. The middle school that I went to, what was remarkable about it was the staff were incredible, but the students were better. The student culture at that school was one where students held each other accountable for excellence, even sometimes when faculty didn't really believe that we can achieve. The students held each other to a very high standard, and that's something that I want to figure out in this role. Well, how do you replicate that culture? All the time that I was doing this, I was also spending time at the Detroit Institute of Arts, art classes, drawing comic books with my friends, hanging out in recording studios, learning from engineers, and being apprenticed into evaluation at a local market research firm.
Yeah.
So by the time I hit Concord Academy, I had a lot of learning behind me, but then I came into an experience where it was about a lot of practical life lessons. The Concord Academy education is a fascinating and great education, but to be fairly independent as a 14-year-old, 700, 800 miles away from home, is a completely different learning experience and one that I will value.
Right. And then you went back to Michigan for your economics degree.
Went back home.
Yeah, at a great state school there. Yeah, so, I mean, it's an interesting journey going from basically an urban school district to to the rarefied air of a place like Concord Academy and then to a really renowned state school as well. So one that might mirror, at least parts of it, a lot of the students that that live in the city of Boston.
Yes.
So let me ask you, though, when we first read about what Mayor Walsh had tasked you with, it sounds like a very huge job. I mean, to basically be the bridge between City Hall and all of the stakeholders in the world of education in Boston, from early childhood ed to higher ed and to even, you know, senior continuing learning. I mean, did you sort of take a big gulp and say, all right, I can do this?
I did. I think, you know, in my life, I've been naive enough not to be overwhelmed by fear. And so there are certainly things to be apprehensive about and anxious about with the breadth of this position, but I'm still too naive to be completely fearful about it. So I think the way that we get at it is by defining strategy and priorities. There are a lot of places to play, but I think we have to start to play in those places that best put students and families in the position to fully engage in education and learning. And I think put education professionals in a position to be disruptive in some very powerful ways and to try the things that we need to accelerate learning.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about that, because you are obviously not going to be the superintendent, because that's a separate position entirely. And from what I've read so far, you won't even be directly overseeing the superintendent.
That is correct.
So what would you really classify your job as? What's the main goal of the city's new education czar?
So the main goal is to open every door to learning in Boston. And so what that means is that we've got to make sure that we open the obvious doors, schools, colleges, and universities. But we've also got to coordinate some opening of doors in youth-serving nonprofits, cultural institutions, workplaces, trade and technical facilities, churches, and natural spaces. But when we do that, what we have to be clear about is that when you enter the door, you better be getting a high-quality learning experience. Secondly, we've got to make sure that those doors are accessible. There shouldn't be built-in costs to access. Every student, every learner in Boston should be able to enter the door. We've also got to equip students and families with the knowledge they need to choose the right door.
Right. I mean, that's a huge task in and of itself, because I was wondering, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, how do we measure quality? How do we measure outcomes, especially when it comes to something as important for success for individuals in the city as education? I mean, we could talk for hours about that issue in and of itself. Right. But I was wondering, because you were talking about getting students into the right doors. Say, for example, just specifically with Boston Public Schools, there's the outcome metrics, but then there's like the input metrics in terms of the fact that, what is it, almost half of the students at BPS are English language learners, 20% have a disability of some sort, 75% are qualified for free or reduced lunch. I mean, those a lot of educators look at those factors, even before kids enter the schools, as things that need to be tackled so that the school experience can be as positive as possible.
No, that's right. I think one of the biggest challenges that we have across the city and in almost any learning setting is making sure that we can address the diversity of learning needs and learning interests. And the diversity is huge. You just named a few things, but a few things that we have to, I think, keep track of. One, we've got to look at various measures of quality. So one, there's measures of professional excellence across all of these spaces. We want to make sure that, particularly in our K-12 systems, that if you are in front of an adult, that adult is the best trained, the best at delivering the learning that they do. And if there is a need for improvement for that professional, that they are getting both the feedback and the development that they need to be the best possible professional. There are also some measures of program quality that we need to go after as well. How do you deliver a program well? How do you pace instruction well? How do you make sure that you're doing the right kind of check-in and support of non-academic needs as well? There are a lot of measures that I could name here, but one category that I do want to highlight are some equity measures. So in as much as we have a diverse set of learners and a diverse set of learning needs, we have to make sure that we've got equitable access to the quality that exists. And as quality grows in instruction in Boston, that equity continues. Also, we've got to engage the equity that is associated with engagement and voice in our systems.
Meaning
parents, meaning advocates and stakeholders whose children attend our schools, they've got to have an equal voice in saying what the direction for learning and education in Boston should be. And I'm not sure that everybody has a voice.
What about for those people who say that maybe they're hearing the language of measurement, of metrics, of accountability? Well, I'll put accountability to the side, but the data. And that's the wrong focus. That's tough to actually measure the actual quality or school experience from higher ed, you know, down through the whole system when you're focusing on metrics and outcomes numbers. Yep.
So let me not get ahead of the mayor, but let me speak personally about this. I'm data driven, but not data religious. So my belief about data is that it really opens up another set of questions for us, gives us some insights, but does not create perfect knowledge. So we've got to take that data and ask, how can we be doing better? Whom should we be targeting? Where should we be working that we've not been working? And this is not for the purposes, I think, of holding people to account and penalizing. It's for making sure that we target student populations or whomever else that need the most, figure out what strategies we're going to use to support them and get the feedback we need to continuously improve. There are times when we're going to need to hold ourselves and others accountable for performance, but I would rather not lead absolutely with performance. We need the kind of information that helps us get better at what we do.
Well, Ron Dorsey starts his new job as the Chief of Education for the City of Boston on September 29th. Ron, we'd love to have you back several times over the next year to check in on how things are going, if that would be all right.
Well, if you weren't disappointed in this interview, I'd be happy to come back.
Not at all, and our door is always open to you as well. So that's Ron Dorsey. He's the newly named cabinet-level education czar for the City of Boston. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, is the effort to combat campus rape running roughshod over the rights of the accused? We'll talk about that. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.